Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman. Date of service is 6/26/2023. Date of birth is 6/7/1990. Date of accident is 10/18/2022. The patient presents herself for a evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident that occurred on 10/18/2022, where she was rear-ended in a high speed. And then she hit her car into the front also after the car spin. This caused her some headaches along with symptoms of TBI like ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, as well as spots in the vision which have largely continued. She has been undergoing neuropsych therapy and social service TBI referral has been given for counseling. She initially started having pain in the neck and lower back with radiation to the right leg all the way. The pain have been across and they have been affecting her sacroiliac joints. And there is also involvement of trapezius muscle spasm as well as pain in the right shoulder with the difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 120 pages. The patient has had extensive physical therapy for almost a year. And she reports almost 90% improvement in her symptoms, especially the physical pain. The neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain has continued to the tune of 9. However, the pain medication, physical therapy have been helping her. Headaches is reported at 8, and it is less often and less frequent, less strong. And she has not, I think she is seeing the neurologist at this time. ADLs are reported affected at 9 overall. Kindly use the chart for ADLs for system review as well as for the additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. The patient reports that the radiation of pain to the right leg is much less often, it's not as common. And, she has been coming for injection treatment. She has had a last injection on 6/1 that has brought some relief, and she is also pointing out at the sacroiliac joint. She is also seeing a neurosurgeon currently. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 106 over 76, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 5/24/2023, dictation number 0526-045, and diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is to continue the injection treatment, lumbar epidural, as well as bilateral sacroiliac joint injections to bring additional relief to the patient. In addition, the patient will continue on the medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Xanax was provided 0.5 mg for panic and anxiety and TBI related symptoms and difficulty achieving better sleep. Zoloft has been provided 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, panic and depression issues. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient was also provided for Percocet 5/325 once a day, 30 tablets for additional pain relief. Labs have been reviewed. He also is continuing on a compounding cream consisting of ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, pralocarpine cream. And the patient has also been using lidocaine patches to the spinal sacroiliac joint area. The MRIs were completely discussed with the patient. The cervical spine area has been resolved. We had a hematoma filled syringe that we are not going to do much about it, only conservative treatment, and hopefully it will resolve. Thoracic spine MRI was discussed as well as lumbar spine, and it is found that patient has a bulging disc at L4-5 and L5-S1 with facet arthropathy along with bilateral sacroiliac joint issues. The patient will continue physical therapy and the chiropractic treatment at this time 2 times per week. consisting in the affected area, neck, mid back, lower back, and the shoulders, and at 2 times per week. Along with this, the patient will continue remaining disabled for work, housework, and transportation. The case management is also ongoing. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. She'll be called for a treatment.